Hello, good morning. Is Henrik Dustedt in yet, please? Thank you.
Rescue Dustedt.
Yes, hi there, Henrik. It's Farid Al-Diwani. You may remember me from about, 1990. And a woman called Heidi Overall. You remember, Yeah, that's right. The reason I'm ringing you up now is that I've been speaking. Heidi moved to Drammen, and I've been speaking to the police there, and they have written to you asking for.
I think they have maybe have written to the headquarters here. Staying at another apartment today than I worked this time.
Oh, I've got you.
I remember my job was just to follow you to the airport or something like that from the police headquarters.
Because I did speak to you for quite. I was in your office for some time,
yeah.
And I thought it was you that was dealing with this case.
It was quite the short case.
The thing is, you see, Henrik, you know this story. When I left you in Bergen in 1990, I went back to see this girl in Drammen in the summer, and she wanted, can you believe it, she wanted to marry me if I become a Christian. You see, unbelievable stuff. And we made peace, but she sent me, you know, some stuff on Christianity and all the rest of it, and it really was nonsense. And I went back to see her the year later, and she was not there. You know, she stayed away on purpose. But she's now married to some kind of a Christian guy who I think is an exorcist. You know, he takes the demons away from you know, she actually was exorcised from the devil, from her neighbors. But anyway, there was a big story in the newspapers last May, all the newspapers in Norway. Did you see the story? And the heading.
I just read the local newspaper in Bergen.
Yeah, that's right. And there. Yeah.
I can't remember.
That's right, and accusing me of threatening. The thing they've written to your police station for is because there were some letters that I wrote to Mr. and Mrs. Johansson, as well as her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Overall, in 1986, telling them, you know, that she was sleeping with someone taking heroin. And apparently, Heidi is saying that these letters contain threats to kill her son. Now, I've never made any threats to kill her son. And she has said in the newspapers that I've threatened to kill her 9-year-old son, that I threatened to kill her neighbors if they didn't give me her address, and that I've made hundreds of obscene. Yeah, and that I've made hundreds of obscene phone calls, and that I have written 400 obscene letters. And the reason she went to the newspapers is because I used lawyers, a guy called Wessenberg, in last year, to see if he could, you know, possibly get some evidence to see if she's perverting the course of justice, because oh, he said no chance. And in fact, he doesn't want to speak to me at all anymore. And the reason is this: he wrote back to me and said she complained to the police in 1986 that you attempted to rape her, and that again is absolute nonsense. She has been to the police before over a shopkeeper in Bergen saying he wanted to rape me, and even when She was in England with me as an au pair. She told me of when she was on holiday. Other Greek holiday makers want to rape her. Now, I have never attempted to rape her. I would never do this. But the thing is this, as soon as Westenberg told me this, I just lost my temper altogether. And I told as many people, all Heidi's friends, neighbours, her whole past, everything. I know it sounds a bit wayward, you know, to do this, but I just had to teach her a lesson. And after this, she went to the newspapers and, you know, she said that my mother wanted to put me in a mental hospital, that I do obscene things in front of her, making her watch.
You're not staying in Norway at this time?
No, I'm phoning in England, but I told the police in Nedrijeka that I have not threatened to kill her 9-year-old son. And then they say to me, oh, but you wrote many years ago letters to the father of Goodman Johansson, and Heidi says that you have threatened to kill her son. Now, I've never done this, and her son in 1986 or 1988 was only 3 or 2. I mean, how can I possibly...
But what is your aim with this telephone call to the police in Bergen at the time? Do you want something?
Well, my aim today is to make absolutely clear in my mind what these letters say. I want to know now that I have, you know, that this is just another load of nonsense. I have not threatened to kill her son. I just can't see how. But you see, those letters, when I left you in 1990, I got in touch with your police station, and they said that they had received further information or further letters saying that I had made threats, and that if I ever return to Norway, I may be arrested and in theory go to prison.
I'm not quite sure what's happened, I mean, I can't believe that was the truth, because at this time you visited us in 1990, you wasn't taken in the investigation at all. You was just I saw you just on the plane at Flesland, and then we were satisfied.
Yeah, that's right. But when I went back home, I got some Norwegian lawyers in London to write to your police station.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, and they said to me, I even got in touch with the drugs officer at the Norwegian embassy in London, and he spoke to you and he said, no, it's, you can go back to Norway so long as you don't visit Heidi Overaar. So my lawyers wrote to your police station and said, the diplomat in the Norwegian embassy has said that Mr. Eldewani is free to travel to Norway so long as he does not contact Heidi Overaar. But your police station then wrote back saying, no, if Mr. Eldewani comes to Norway, he may be arrested because we have further evidence that he has made threats. They didn't...
Have you got that information on... is it written to you?
Yes, it was written to...
Bergen Police Headquarters?
Yes, it was. Krogvold. And then my lawyers wrote back and said, look, can you please tell us what these threats are? Because these are serious allegations that if Mr.
Krogvold is the chief of the crime.
Yeah, that's right. And he wrote this back. And you know, so I wanted an explanation as to, Heidi was telling me that I've come to kidnap her son, and that I've come to threaten the lives of everybody.
For the whole country.
Yeah, he just simply said that there was some more evidence that had come through after I left, saying that I'd threatened.
But the Department for Justice, as we call it in Norway, you could write to them to ask them what's going on.
Well, I used Mr. Wessenberg to do this, and he said he could not send me photocopies of my letters. I understand that a lawyer in Norway cannot photocopy the file. He can only talk to you about it.
Yes, he can. He can. He has the right to see the case.
Yes, but he has no right. Yes, that's right.
His explanation to you. It must be the true in the letters, or the case.
Yeah, he said to me that she was very worried, you know, that harm was going to come to her. But I said to him that, you know, she's an actress. She tells many lies over the years, and I said, please.
We have managed cases like that comparing with you, it's cases which the police wouldn't go into. It's no any big case for the police, because I think it's no possibilities, not any high possibilities that something will happen.
Yeah.
And that's the way the police didn't. They have other cases to work with without to go into this type of a case.
But he didn't, Mr. Wessenberg did not give me any details about this allegation of attempted rape, and to me
But then you can contact another lawyer in Bergen, maybe.
Yeah, because I refused to pay all Mr. Wessenberg's fees. I told him this isn't, there's some more stuff, because he didn't do a very good job.
But the Wessenberg has too much to do at the time.
Oh.
So he's a clever lawyer, but too much to do.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Maybe you could ask another lawyer. So.
Yeah, that's right. But it's just that all the papers now are going to be sent to the police in Nedreika. Yeah.
Nedreika.
In Drammen. They want to see these letters to see if I've threatened. I mean, I did not threaten to kill her son. I did not do this.
I believe if they are going to make any investigation, they will contact the police in Bergen, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, they have. They've got in touch and asked for the papers to be sent to them. But I was just wondering if
What did they say? Are you refused to go to Drammen also?
No, it's just that I have publicized Heidi's past in full to many people in Norway, because I just am sick and tired of hearing, you know, it was just last year, attempted rape. I mean, this is a dreadful thing to do. If this got in...
But why did you try to forget the old case? If I had been you, I wouldn't think a minute of it, I believe.
That's right. I know what you're saying. It's just that it cost me a lot of money and a lot of heartache. I did not expect to have so many lies told against me, and frankly, it shocks me to be arrested. I couldn't come to terms with you know.
But you have I have an advice for you in that case, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, it was nice to talk to you again.
Do a little job to follow you to the airport. But that's the whole case. I didn't go into it. I didn't know the case.
Oh, you didn't?
No, so...
But, yeah, see, talking to Mr. Krogvold is difficult. He's not easy to talk to, because he doesn't want to say anything.
But you know, if I look into the case and do something outside him, I have a very difficult job.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Yes, I certainly do.
I haven't the right to do that.
No, I understand. I'm sorry, I thought you were in charge of the case. But
I can't believe that I am any... My person is very, very... It's secondary in the case, I think. I had just followed you to the airport, but that's all.
Yeah, he said... I spoke to Mr. Crowfold last year about this attempted rape, and he says the case has been closed for many years and he has no comment to make. But I just it made me so angry that...
But if you have a lawyer comparing with the case in Nedreika, he can ask for the... He can ask for the to have a look into the case.
Yeah.
That's maybe the best way to...
Okay then. Well, thank you very much.
Not at all. I'm sorry, us, but I would. I think if I had been you, I will forget all the case. I don't know, but
yeah.
That case will follow you the rest of your life. If you go on as you do now, I will.
That's right.
Forget that girl. It's not. I think.
Well, I'm not interested in.
No. I know that. I know what you mean. But
I'm just interested in. In getting to the truth, because I believe she is,
sick.
Yeah, well, she is sick. She was in a psychiatric unit, but she has told the newspapers, I'm mentally ill. They got the top psychiatrist.
But you can tell the newspaper something else, maybe.
I did. They don't want to print it. I sent copies of her love letters. I sent a whole history. I've told them she was in the psychiatric clinic in Lear. They've printed nothing. And not only that,
No.
They got Neil's. You know Neil's letters, doll. He's a.
I'm so sorry. Have a good day.
Okay then. Okay. Bye bye.
It was there that he didn't have the time to go through them word for word. You know, so I said, get in touch with you and give him, send the file. So, he said he rang you at, left a call out and you were going to ring him at 3 o'clock or something, yesterday.
I?
Yeah, he said he left a message for you to call him at 3 o'clock. His name's, I think, Sven Uppdahl. Yeah? Yeah, that's right. I actually, I'm getting a bit, she's carrying on for so long, and I'd really like to know today, I'd like you to know today that I've not been threatening to kill her son, and I was wondering if you could ask him to, get this specific letter, which is, written to, you say, Mr. and Mrs. Johansson, is that right?
Could I respond to you?
Yeah.
Ask you to just here?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it's... A lot of them don't seem to know anything about it, but tell me something. You say the newspapers don't believe the story that I've written about Heidi. Now, do you have powers to obtain a psychiatric report from her doctor, Dr. Brock? Do you have powers to...
Wanted investigation because of some letters and some telephones you have given to her. That's my case.
Yeah.
I don't have any authority to investigate her life, you see, because that's not the problem in my case. If you understand what I mean.
Yeah, but I thought the problem in my case is that she's a liar. And if you get, I can't understand why the newspapers say they don't believe me. Everything I've told them, in everything I've said, is true, and it must be simple enough to,
Yes, I have your letter. And I have interviewed something, and as I told you just a minute ago, that I will maybe ask the English police authorities to take you in, and ask you some questions and write it in our report. Then I will put it in my case.
But what more do you want to know? What more do you want to know? Right. Have you read this?
But as I told you, my judge, my lawyer, had to look at the law
and do obey the law.
The right way.
Right. Have you read the newspapers in full now? Yeah, well, I hope you can understand why I'm pretty furious, yeah?
Yes, but somehow I understand you're mad at
Exactly.
Yes, I mean also that this thing and episode who has happening for some time ago.
Yeah, but but it only happened. Yeah, but can that's right. But can you not at least, you know, establish the truth that I have not threatened to kill her neighbours? I mean, can't you simply ask Heidi which neighbours I have threatened to kill and go and get statements from the neighbours? Is that not simple enough? Yeah.
And she had another one. And I have talked to Heidi, her husband, and I have talked to people who have just letters from neighbors.
Yeah.
And people in Oslo, people in Drammen.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't like it.
Well, no. But yes, that's why, of course they don't like it, but the point is, I don't like the newspapers telling the whole country. The newspapers told the whole country. I'm only telling, as I said, this is the only thing I can do. I have no other means of getting my point across. Now, if she says I threatened to kill her 9-year-old son, then she can go to hell. And I threatened to kill her neighbours, absolute rubbish. And you can ask her all these hundreds of obscene phone calls. She didn't have a phone from the time she left Bergen in 1988 until I phoned her in 1995 at her... Why do I... Because I found out in January of last year that she'd made an allegation to the police that I'd attempted to rape her. And obviously I have to ask her how the hell she comes to that conclusion. And she didn't answer me. She said to me, what were you doing before? What were you doing before? Okay, and I had sex with her, okay, and if she should allege anything, it's that I raped her. But she didn't say I raped her. She said I attempted to. She was lying back on her bed. I was sitting at the other side of the room, okay, and I did ask, and she said, eventually, I was sitting right back at the other side of the room. She said, okay, come on over, okay, it's nothing. Okay, it's nothing, she said to me. I didn't touch her, I didn't force her, I didn't restrain her, nothing. I'd never do that, and she knows that. And, No, attempted to rape her. Yeah, but it's in the police report. Helga Wessenberg, this big lawyer in Bergen, Helga Wessenberg. Well, okay, you ring, what you can do, Wessenberg doesn't want to speak to me anymore because he thinks I've done something disgusting, you know, he's very upset what I've done. Now, the only thing he should be upset at is that I've sent these reports to everybody. But I asked him, did you believe the newspapers that I've written hundreds of obscene letters and hundreds of made hundreds of phone calls, made death threats, and he didn't answer that. He wasn't even going to speak to me. Now, the day he said attempted rape is the day I phoned Heidi again. Yeah? Obviously, a man who's been accused